Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. And we'll be here till 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way. Robbie Rosenhaus, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass as we begin the month of October, amazingly enough. And we're coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Bro, it was an absolutely stellar day for the two New York football teams. Which one should we go, should we praise first? You tell me. You tell me which team should we open praising first.
What a choice.
It's your call.
What a choice.
You call it, bro.
I'd probably lean and go with the Giants for this reason.
Okay.
This is a
Giants
team. We
thought they were going to be the better team this year?
They need to be the better team.
Well,
they better be the better team because the Giants aren't building towards anything. They're building towards winning right now.
Yep. Yep.
And what's so mind-numbing, and Kim Jones asked this question after the game to numerous people. I think she asked it to Odell. She asked it to Pat Shurmur. She may have even asked it to Eli. And it's such a great question because I was thinking about it as I watched this game. How is it possible that you could have as much talent as this team has on offense? You know, we could sit here and praise Saquon Barkley. The guy looks like he's going to be a stud.
I agree.
You know, even Odell Beckham Jr., he hasn't been great. He hasn't gotten into the end zone. He had negative yardage at one point in this game.
Well, one play was about 15 yards.
Yeah. We know how talented he is. Sterling Shepard had a pretty good game. They have so much talent on offense, yet, Joe, how is it possible they're this inept? And they're playing the Saints defense.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Who couldn't stop, you know, a runny nose recently.
But the let's be honest, the offensive line continues to be horrible. By the way, how about the former Jet DeMario Davis yesterday?
He was the best player on defense for the Saints.
He was ridiculous. But, I mean, look, let's be honest, watching this game yesterday, the Giants were lucky to even be in this game at halftime. They were down 12-7 after they have that opening drive. They go right down the field. The first play, Beckham on the reverse. They go right down the field. Shepard scores a touchdown. It's 7-0. You're like, here we go.
Right.
Here we go. And then that fake punt kind of changed things, even though the Saints only got 3 points out of it. But even though the Saints, they only scored 12 points in the first half on 4 field goals, but they had 2 big penalties that stopped drives that forced them to kick field goals. And then the one drive, 2 touchdown passes were dropped in the end zone. That guy Hill threw one that should have been a touchdown.
Yep.
And then Breeze threw one that should have been a touchdown. I forget who dropped them, but they had 2 dropped touchdowns. I think one of them was the tight end. Watson dropped one.
Yep.
And the Giants were lucky to be only down 12-7 at halftime.
They should have been blown out in the first half of this game.
No question about it.
They were lucky that it was bend, not break.
Yep.
But, you know, go back to the fake punt, because I really did feel early in this game this changed everything.
I completely agree.
Because think about it.
Changed all the momentum in the game. They were off the field. The Giants were off the field getting the ball again.
Not only are they off the field getting the ball again, it would have been a 3-and-out.
Yep.
So they were off the field immediately, and after that Giant offense had its best drive of the game, don't give me any garbage time scoring, I mean, they literally, Joe, marched down the field. There was no resistance.
You're talking
about
the first drive of the game.
The first drive.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
They never
faced. In chunks, they were getting like first downs every play.
They never faced a third down until
that's
the third. Third and goal where Shepard scored the touchdown.
Right.
So there was no resistance from the Saints defense. They were helped out by a bad New Orleans penalty. Crowley was called for that face mask. But they are this close after Barwin tips the pass to getting back the football up 7-0. Decent field position, assuming there wasn't any muffs, which you can never count that out. But they're this close to getting the football back up 7-0. And who knows, maybe they build off that first drive. And instead, They pull the fake punt, and boy, oh boy, does Sean Payton love this case in hell.
Yeah, oh my God, my goodness. He was doing everything, this guy.
The bag of tricks.
He really was. They were running coming the ball, out. Throwing the ball, the fake punt. I mean, he was doing everything.
Everything. And so that fake punt sets him up at midfield. They converted on a third and short. They marched down the field. And even though they settled for a long field goal, not only do they get points out of it, but the Giants don't get the football back instantly. Mm. Then when the Giants do get the football back, from then on, they did nothing.
Nothing.
Including a horrible turnover by Wayne Gallman, which also was a killer.
After he caught two nice passes for first downs, and then he turns the ball over. And he only got three out of that, too.
Yes.
But even so. You know, that might have been the series where they dropped two in the end zone. That might have been.
Yeah, and that was, look, you're right, defensively, they did a good job not breaking because that could have been seven.
Sure, sure.
They hold them to three, and that was really the story of the first half. They kept holding the New Orleans Saints for three, but the offense was never able to respond. They never did anything.
Yep.
And nothing's changed. You could change the head coach. You could
sound
bring
like
in.
Me.
Well, it's true.
No, I know. I know.
It fits the Joe Jets.
Right.
You can change stuff.
Right.
Because if you're a Giant fan over the last 3 years, isn't it true? Over the last 2 years, really. No, but even over the last three years.
Right.
Because their defense was the reason they had the success.
Yeah, the 11-5 year was on the defense.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
So for the last 3 years, think about this. You can change the head coach.
Yep.
You can change the offensive system. You could change the offensive line. They changed everything about this offensive line.
They did.
You can bring in what appears to be a future star running back in Saquon Barkley. You can even do that. You can even, Joe, draft a tight end who's now hurt. You could do all of that. And guess what? The results are the same. This offense stinks. Nothing's changed.
Yep.
They don't score enough points. We could sit here talking about a million other things, defense, specialty. You can bring up whatever the hell you want. Here's the bottom line. They don't score. That's it. It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the talent where they should be able to score by accident.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that last touchdown, I mean, that made it 26-18. I thought that was the Saints played complete prevent defense.
Of course they did.
Complete prevent defense there.
And look, they had a shot. They had a golden opportunity to get the football back down eight, and the odds are they don't score, right? That's what the odds
tell you. Well, even let's not forget the drive in 19-7 where they had a nice drive and they had to settle for three.
That was a killer,
too. They couldn't put the ball in the end zone there either.
No, you're right about that. They needed seven right there.
They did.
Because that changes the game, too,
sure.
And they had to settle for the 33-yard field goal by Aldrick Rosas. And we're going to get into Todd Bowles, but I got to tell you. Pat Shurmur and Todd Bowles, who so far both have done bad jobs. Can we all agree on that?
The only difference is Shurmur's only had four games.
That's right.
This is his fourth year for Bowles.
Here's one other difference.
That's a big difference.
And you can all decide which is worse, right? You can play the game. So Pat Shurmur screwed up big time at the end of the first half.
With the timeouts.
Yeah, do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So when Pat Shurmur's asked about, hey, you know, maybe you could have used some timeouts, his answer wasn't a defiant, this is why I did it. His answer was, well, maybe I could have done things differently.
Right.
He almost admitted it away.
Right.
You know, looking back on it, he didn't say it, but in so many words did say it, that maybe he should have used those timeouts for the Giants to get the football back 12-7. And who knows? Maybe they kick a field goal. Maybe they score a touchdown. Maybe they get nothing. But give yourself an opportunity. When Todd Bowles is asked a question about the dumbness of punting down by as many as they were down, Todd will give a full explanation defending his asinine decision.
Yep.
So what's worse? Do you want the head coach that's firm by his dumb decision head coach that just admits it?
Here's the guy I want that wins. Give me the head coach that wins games. And at the end of the game, he's talking about how we won this game. You know, I'm disappointed. Even though we won, we could have done things better. Give me that guy. That's the guy I want.
Well,
not
Joe,
the guy that's making excuses why we blew and, you know, why we lost another one, why we didn't show up for this game. I mean, whatever.
Unfortunately, in this town, between the two head coaches, that doesn't exist right now.
Of course.
That's not what's there.
No.
What's there right now is a pair of 1-3 teams. What's there right now are two teams that are basically headed nowhere.
Yep.
That's the way it feels.
I agree.
Because
no question about it.
This was the
nowhere.
Game. This was the game for the Giants to score 30 points.
Yep.
And I use that number because that's the number they can't
by
hit.
By the way, they did go over the over.
They because
52.
Of the, because of the Saints.
Yeah, I know. No, of course.
Not because of the Giants.
How many games in a row? Was it 36 straight games the Giants have not scored 30 now?
Yeah.
I think it's 36 in a row.
That's an incredible streak.
It's mind-numbing when you think of it.
And this season, in three of the four games, they haven't even gotten to 20. They only got there once
last
week.
Yeah.
And some of that You know, the last week was a good offense. I don't want to rip them
well,
for last week.
Especially the first half. I mean, they scored every possession in the first half.
That was fine. That was fine. You scored 27 points.
Yeah, give them, you know, you got to be honest when you got to be honest.
Absolutely. They did their job. But the other games, you scored 15 against Jacksonville, 13 against Dallas, and then 18 last night against the Saints, or yesterday afternoon.
Right.
And the Saints don't have an all-world defense. Look at what they've given up far this year.
Yeah, they give up. How many did they give up to Ryan Fitzpatrick? 48.
48.
How many did they give up to the Falcons last week?
37.
There you go.
So it's just, it's the same story with this team. They don't score enough points. That's it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Pat Shurmur came here because he's the offensive guru.
Mm.
He made Case Keenum look like Joe Montana, right? That's why he's here. He's here because this offense needs to be better. It needs to be more creative. And the facts are the facts. The results are the results. It hasn't been there. It's the same garbage with a different ear attached to it. That's all it is. And now they go to Carolina, and then they play Philadelphia. How many points are they going to score in the next 2 weeks?
Right. Where's that Eagle game on a road, right?
No,
it's home. That's right, because next week's on here in Carolina. Right.
Yeah, maybe they'll get a break when they go to Atlanta, who's lost everybody on defense.
How about the Falcons, man? Oh, my God. They're scoring a ton of points. They can't stop anybody.
They can't stop anybody.
Your guy, Andy Dalton, 12 seconds to go.
That's
how about that?
Baby. That's
Thank God I didn't take them in a knockout pool because I was thinking about it.
And you're also thinking of Pittsburgh, too.
My God.
Thank God you didn't take
them. Thank God. The play was really the play was the Jaguars, and I said that all along.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
There were two plays. Three
plays. And the Patriots.
The Jaguars, the Patriots, and maybe the Packers. Because there was no way Bills.
I already had used the Packers.
So, yeah, for you, it wasn't a play.
Right,
for anybody else, it
was
a play.
Right.
We'll do more with the Giants because Carl Banks will join us at 11. When we come back, there's another football team that stinks around here.
Oh, God.
And there is one positive that comes out of yesterday.
What's
that? I said this to you, the first thing I said to you.
The end of the coach?
Well, for a while, hating on Todd Bowles was almost this very quiet society.
Right.
It was led by you.
Yep.
Eventually, I jumped aboard.
Right.
And a few other Jet fans.
No, it's changing now.
The world knows. The secret is out. Everybody knows. They can't be fooled anymore.
Even Ira yesterday, I have to tell you, calling me from Jacksonville, even Ira is realizing that at the end of the year, there's going to be a press conference.
Wow.
How about that?
Joe, once you have Ira.
A while.
Once you have Ira.
Once Ira's off the ship, you know you're done.
We'll get to the Jets. We have Yankee wild card game tickets to give away in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll do a little baseball later. Today is an epic day in Major League Baseball.
The only problem I have with it is that both teams get another chance. The losers.
Well, that's the way it is, man.
Nah, I know.
I got one other problem with it.
What's
and you'll
that?
See it if you watch these games today. 40-man roster still in effect.
That's ridiculous.
It's
a regular season
game.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.